First, after being sidelined by the coronavirus since the middle of March, Wisconsin is getting ready for sports again, but it's going to have quite a different look. The Milwaukee Brewers are holding spring training in the summer at Miller Park instead of in Arizona in front of cardboard cutouts of fans. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Orlando along with the rest of the NBA living and working in an area the league has dubbed the bubble. Lambeau Field may have lots of empty seats this fall. That Wisconsin Badgers Notre Dame football game at Lambeau, not going to happen. And a major golf event in Wisconsin gets pushed back to next year. Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter in Green Bay. Megan, good to have you back with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to specifics, Megan, how does it feel to actually be able to cover actual sports again?
It is very exciting. It's very different. As you said, as sports make their return, a lot of things are going to be different. I'm doing a lot of media availabilities over Zoom, but I'm just really looking forward to games getting started.
Let's start with the Brewers. They've been practicing at Miller Park since the beginning of the month. What kind of precautions are they and I guess other teams taking when it comes to the virus?
Yeah, it's been great to see the action getting started over at Miller Park. Major League Baseball put together a pretty comprehensive safety plan that the Brewers and other teams have to follow. Some of it is fairly common sense, like no spitting or chewing tobacco, no high fives or fist bumps. Some of it might be harder for players to get used to. They won't have access to all the same amenities that they normally do. They've even been discouraged from showering at the clubhouse, for example. Some of the precautions will affect them when they travel. Teams have been asked to stay at hotels with private entrances so that way players don't interact with the general public going in and out of hotels. And of course, testing is an important part of their safety plan. So players are being tested every other day for the new coronavirus. A lot of staff members are being tested multiple times per week. And players are supposed to be tested for antibodies once a month as well.
The regular season is set to begin a week from Friday, I think it is. Brewers down in Chicago. How's it going to be different apart from what you just said? That's already a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be very different. So they are set to start next Friday. The biggest difference is that they're going to play 60 regular season games instead of the usual 162. So it's a much shorter season to limit travel as a safety precaution. Teams are mostly going to play divisional games, and then they'll play like some regional opponents. So for the Brewers, that would be Detroit or Minnesota. And then because they had a shortened spring training, if you will, even though it's not happening in the spring, they've also taken some steps to kind of limit wear and tear on players. So the National League is actually going to have a designated hitter this year. For example, all of the games that go to extra innings, they're going to start the inning with a runner on second. So it'll be really interesting to see what it turns out like.
And as of now, no fans in the stands, is that right?
Yeah. So Rick Schlesinger, who's the director of business operations for the Brewers, he spoke to reporters right after Major League Baseball announced that it was coming back. And he said he made it sound like it was kind of an aspirational goal to maybe at some point this season have some fans. So for now, no fans. A lot of it comes down to kind of local ordinances as far as whether teams could even have fans or not. Like you mentioned, they are going to have cutouts of fans in the stands. And I think that those are still available. And the Brewers also announced today something I'm very excited about, which is you can get cutouts of your pets in the stands as well. So that's new. So it'll be interesting to watch. Last night they played an inter-squad game that was televised, and they had fan noises piped in. So it at least sounds like something. It's not just pure silence, but it will be very different.
Now, baseball, I mean, that sounds really different. Let's turn to basketball and the Bucks and the NBA now. That's going to be really different in a lot of ways. Tell us about the bubble.
Yeah, so the NBA has taken a different approach. They're actually going to finish out their season at one site, and that will be Walt Disney World in Orlando. And I just think it's such an interesting situation they have going down there. The Bucks got there last Thursday, Every player had to quarantine in his hotel room until he tested negative for coronavirus twice. And so then they were able to get out and practice Saturday. But it's they've taken lots of precautions. Each team is only allowed to bring 35 people, and that includes players. So not even all of the coaching staff gets to go into the bubble. They're using some really interesting technology. So in addition to regular coronavirus testing, players have the option to wear a smart ring that measures like their respiratory rate and their heart rate, and it can help them detect coronavirus early. Players have the option of also wearing an alarm on their clothing that notifies them if they have been standing within 6 feet of someone else who is also wearing an alarm for more than 5 seconds. And I think staff are required to wear those. So they've got some cool technology at work trying to keep players safe. And in a lot of ways, like, this situation just kind of reminds me of like an adult summer camp. The players have access to a 24-hour lounge where they can play video games or ping pong. They can go boating. Some players have posted videos on social media of them fishing or playing cornhole. Each team has its own culinary staff from Disney to make sure that all of their dietary needs are met. They can reserve the Disney restaurants that they want to go to. So it's a really different situation. And of course, you know, coronavirus cases in Florida have been surging, so it's not a foolproof plan. But Bucks general manager John Horst spoke to reporters last week, and he told us that that in some ways, even though they are in the heart of Florida, that maybe this Disney site will be one of the safest places you could be right now.
Before we move on from the Bucks, they were having a good season. I know, you know, everything's up in the air now after this long break. They still expected to be a top team?
Yeah. Of course, like you said, it's been a long break, and so anything could happen when games get started again. But I think the Bucks are considered a pretty heavy favorite to come out of the East and go up against one of the teams from Los Angeles, either the Lakers or the Clippers, who will be are considered favorites to come out of the West. And the playoff format, they're going to have a shortened regular season, but the playoff format will be as normal. So it's still going to be 4 series, best of 7. So there'll be a lot of hopefully good basketball to watch in the next few months.
We're talking to WPR sports reporter Megan Hart about what is and isn't happening in the sports world in the coming months. So those are the two happening things going on now, the baseball, the basketball. Let's look ahead a little bit now, Megan. The Packers, the NFL is, I think, still planning to play, but we might not have that full fan experience at Lambeau.
Yeah, the NFL is still planning to play its season as scheduled for right now. But the Packers actually announced today that they are not going to have fans at the one preseason game that they're going to host. They also are not going to have fans at their training camp, which is kind of a blow for up here in Green Bay where I'm located, because it brings a lot of people and is really good for our economy up here. Still no official word yet on what the regular season will look like. The Packers did send a letter earlier this month to season ticket holders that said that it's likely, if they're able to play in front of fans at all, that it will be a reduced capacity crowd. They're going to give season ticket holders the opportunity to either opt in or opt out of trying to attend games this year. They said that if they are able to have fans, that they will be required to wear face coverings, which in the winter and at Lambeau Field, they might want to do anyway. But they also acknowledged that there is a possibility that they won't have fans this year. The NFL hasn't given teams, from what I understand, a whole lot of guidance aside from that they shouldn't have fans sit close to the sidelines to protect players and personnel on the field. But some teams have talked about what they are going to do for the regular season. I'm from Northeast Florida, so the Jacksonville Jaguars said they're going to do 25% capacity, and that kind of seems like a best case scenario at this point.
And let's touch in on a couple other things real quick, Megan. Ryder Cup, the golf tournament scheduled to be held in Kohler, postponed.
It's a shame. I was really excited about that. It was supposed to bring 40,000 people a day and over $100 million to the Sheboygan area. It is a biennial event, so they have decided that they're going to skip it for this year, hold it in Kohler next year, and then push back subsequent Ryder Cups. So the next one would then be in 2023 in Rome, Italy. But from what I understand, businesses down there were happy about the news because they were expecting some kind of news, and for them, postponed is a lot better than canceled.
And then Badgers, college sports, Big Ten, looks like conference only.
Yeah, so conference only for the regular season. Of course, that's for this fall, which includes football season. So we don't have a revised schedule for the Badgers yet this football season, but I believe that team official or athletic department officials haven't closed the door on the possibility that if the Badgers have a good season in the Big Ten, that they may be able to take part in postseason play if it does happen. But I think that over the next few months, we're going to get a lot more news about college sports. This is probably not the last sort of shakeup that we'll see in terms of how college sports or if college sports are able to take place this fall.
Well, Megan, someday we'll talk to you about actual sports on the field instead of all the planning here. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter based in Green Bay. We talked to her about the Brewers, Bucks, Packers, and Badgers as they get ready to begin their seasons amid the coronavirus. We also touched on the Ryder Cup, as we just heard, being pushed back to next year at Whistling Straits in Kohler.